Investor control number four, the control over taxes. The sophisticated investor has learned about the tax laws either through formal study or by asking questions and listening to good advisors. The right side of the cash flow quadrant provides certain tax advantages, which the sophisticated investor uses thoughtfully to minimize his or her taxes paid, as well as to increase tax deferrals wherever possible. In the United States, those on the right side of the cash flow quadrant enjoy many tax advantages that are not available to those on the left side. Three specific advantages are, first, social insurance taxes, such as Social Security, do not apply to passive and portfolio income, right side of the cash flow quadrant, but do apply to earned income, left side of the cash flow quadrant. Second, it may be possible to defer payment of taxes, perhaps indefinitely, by using the laws available to you related to real estate and owning a company. An example would be a profit-sharing plan. Third, C corporations may pay for a number of expenditures with pre-tax dollars that E income recipients must pay for with after-tax dollars. Sophisticated investors recognize that each country, state, and province has different tax laws, and they are prepared to move their business affairs to the place best suited for what they are doing. Recognizing that taxes are the largest expense in the E, employee, and S, self-employed quadrants, sophisticated investors may well seek to reduce their income in order to reduce income taxes while increasing funds for investment simultaneously. Investor control number five, the control over when you buy and when you sell. The sophisticated investor knows how to make money in an upmarket as well as in a down market. In building a business, the sophisticated investor has great patience. I sometimes refer to this patience as delayed gratification. A sophisticated investor understands that the true financial reward is after the investment or business becomes profitable and can be sold or taken public. Investor control number six, the control over brokerage transactions. The sophisticated investor operating as an inside investor can direct how the investment is sold or expanded. As an outside investor in other companies, the sophisticated investor carefully tracks the performance of his or her investments and directs his or her broker to buy or sell. Many investors today rely on their brokers to know when to buy and sell. These investors are not sophisticated. Investor control number seven, the control over the ETC. ETC stands for entity, timing, and characteristics. Next to control over yourself, the control over the ETC is the most important control, Rich Dad would repeat often. To have control over the timing and characteristics of your income, you need to understand corporate, security, and tax law. Rich Dad truly understood the benefits offered through choosing the right entity with the right year end and converting as much earned income into passive and portfolio income as possible. This, combined with the ability to read financial statements and think in terms of financial statements, helped Rich Dad build his financial empire more quickly. To illustrate what proper ETC planning can do, let's review the following case studies about James and Kathy. In case study number one, James and Kathy are the absentee owners of a restaurant. The restaurant is operated as a sole proprietorship. They have two children, and their net income from the restaurant is $60,000. They have one financial statement. It shows an income of $60,000. In the expense column, they list the usual items: social insurance taxes, income taxes, mortgage, and a variety of living expenses. All told, they spend about $54,400 annually, which leaves them a net cash flow of $5,600. They list their assets as the restaurant building and its fixtures, and their liabilities as their home mortgage and the restaurant mortgage. In case study number two, James and Kathy met with their financial and tax advisors to structure their business to maximize their cash flow and minimize the amount they must pay in taxes. Now, James and Kathy own two corporations. One owns the restaurant, and the other owns the building where the restaurant is located. James is the general manager for both corporations. Now, James and Kathy have three sets of financial statements that impact their financial position. By setting up this two-corporation structure, James and Kathy can convert certain personal expenses into legitimate business expenses, including health insurance, legal and accounting expenses, education expenses, and a home office and auto deduction. They were able to reduce the total amount paid in taxes by $7,885. They were also able to put $12,000 into a retirement fund. This was possible even though they reduced their personal income to zero. Finally, they protected their personal assets by putting their business operations into corporations, one owned 100% by James and the other owned 100% by Kathy. Investor control number 8, the control over the terms and conditions of the agreements. The sophisticated investor is in control over the terms and conditions of agreements when he or she is on the inside of the investment. For instance, when I rolled over the sale of several of my small houses into a small apartment building, I used a Section 1031 exchange, which allowed me to roll over the gain. I did not have to pay any taxes on the sale because I controlled the terms and conditions of the agreements.